In Parshas Toldos, we discuss the second generation of the patriarchs, the story of Yitzhak and Rivka, Isaac and Rebecca. As the Parsha begins, these are the chronicles of Isaac, the son of Abraham. Abraham begat Isaac. This very first verse presents an obvious difficulty. It seems to be unnecessarily repetitive. For if Isaac is introduced as the son of Abraham, surely there is no need to state again, Abraham begat Isaac. Our sages therefore comment that the Torah teaches us that there was a striking similarity between Abraham and Isaac. They looked alike. They were like identical twins, both physically as well as spiritually. Looking at Yitzhak Isaac, you could tell that he was Avraham's son. And looking at Avraham Abraham, you could tell that he was Isaac's father. Physical similarity between parents and children is not uncommon. After all, the children bear their parents' genes. It is different, though, when we talk about the spiritual and moral development of children. Sometimes they follow in the parents' footsteps, and sometimes, unfortunately, they do not. Spiritual similarity, unlike the physical one, does not come of itself. It takes a lot of effort on the parents' part to educate and raise their children according to their wishes. They must provide them with knowledge and understanding. They must train them. They must infuse them with values. They must provide role models. It takes also a lot of effort on the part of the children. They must be willing to learn. They must appreciate the values of their parents and work on following these. Parents, sometimes, are ashamed and embarrassed by their children. And children, sometimes, are ashamed and embarrassed by their parents. This was not the case with Yitzhak. Yitzhak identified himself as the son of Avraham, because he was proud of this fact. He took pride in his father. Likewise, Avraham is identified as the father of Yitzhak, because he took great pride in his son. When they walked together in the street, people would stop and say, "Happy and lucky is Avraham that he has a son like Yitzhak, and happy and lucky is Yitzhak that he has a father like Avraham." It is quite common for people to hang pictures of their ancestors on the walls of their homes and offices. Many make efforts to trace their roots and proudly show others the names, pictures, positions and fame of their parents, grandparents or great-grandparents. They feel very proud of them, and more often than not, quite rightly so. Thus they go around proclaiming, "I am Isaac, the son of Avraham." A question remains, however. What would their predecessors, their parents and ancestors say of them? Would they too proclaim proudly, "I, Abraham, begat Isaac"? Or would they rather keep silent about that part? The first verse of our parsha thus reminds and admonishes us. We should not take for granted and treat casually the gift of noble ancestry, of good and great parents and ancestors. Even as we are proud of them, we owe it to them to make them proud of ourselves as well.